Well, I'd love to kind of start with Lydia. The fact that you've kind of been immersed in the covering, or at least help volunteering with the Syrians coming into Germany since 2015, if I'm not mistaken. Can you talk about your first kind of interactions with refugees and helping them kind of assimilate into the country?
You mean how everything started? Like when I, before even thinking about making a movie?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, it was 2015, and a lot of people came to Germany, especially to Berlin. And I read in the newspaper that people are sleeping on the streets because Berlin was overwhelmed from all these people coming to Berlin. And I was like, oh my God, they're sleeping on the street. So I have to go there and help people. I have to help them. They're only 2 kilometers from my home, sleeping on the street. So yeah, so I went there, and before I went, all my friends were like, you want to really go there? You don't know these people, and maybe they are dangerous, and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, but we have to help them. And so I went there, especially during the nighttime. And it was winter, and I cooked tea, I made tea, and collected clothes and stuff. And that's how I met Syrian people. That's how everything started.
I think it's...
That's actually it. I mean, I started talking really a lot of people, and a lot of people became friends, because there is no difference between me and them. So, yeah. And sorry for my English. I'm not in practice talking. I hope you can follow my can follow me.
Oh, definitely. No, I definitely can.
Okay, good.
I would love to ask, you've known Jeremy though much longer. I mean, you made films prior to that. Can you share how you met Jeremy and your connection there as filmmakers?
I'm actually an actress, and he made a short film, and I was the lead actress in his film. That's how we met. And he was here, in Berlin. I'm not in Berlin right now. So he was in Berlin and making this film, and I was the lead actress in this film. We became friends. We stayed connected. And then he came back to Berlin, and I told him about all my experience with the people, the Syrian people, and he was like, oh well, so let's make a film. And I was like, okay, so let's do it. That's how it started. And we are friends since we made this first film together, and we have quite the same way to look at stories, and you know, the same, we are on the same page what we like in films and how to tell a story, and you know, stuff like this. So it was nice, it was beautiful. So he came from LA to Berlin, and we shot together, and he went back, so we did all the post-production stuff in Berlin. But he was always in the loop for everything. So yeah.
So cool. I would love to know how you met the 7 subjects we meet in the film. What was the, or who was the first person that you first met, and kind of what made you guys pick these specific 7 people?
So my intention was to show, you know, the thing is, through media, everybody is talking about refugees, and for people in the group, like, you know, and I wanted to show that, or my intention was to show we are not different. There's actually no difference. Different is in our mind. And what we know about society and conflicts, politic conflicts. And I have a lot of Jewish friends, and also the conflicts in Israel, and between the problems between Israel and Palestina, and on all this. So my intention was to show through art, through you know, through dance, music, and also through family and friends and all this, what makes us human, that there is actually no difference. So that's why I picked more like people, they are in the art, but also the family subject, like the Daher and his family, and how I met them. Actually, they are also connected to each other. So the first person, I think it was Freddy, the dentist, and Anis, the theater director and writer. I think they were the first I met, and then the chief, his cousin is living in just two houses away from my place, in the same building, like a really good friend of mine, and that's how I met them, and they are actually all friends, they're all connected. So I went out with them and met them in bars or cafes, and that's how I met them. And I picked them because I like them, they're friends of mine, and because I think they have to tell a story, or they can tell a story. You know, because they're artists, there's no difference, they show their humanity, they show up like how they are, and that's how it came. And I asked them, and they said yes, because they didn't want to make another film about refugees, and also about the, you know, during this time, everybody wanted to show their trauma and their how they got there with the boat and all this stuff. But it wasn't important for them. You know, everybody in the film, they can tell you a really traumatic experience. But we didn't want to put this in focus.
I think one of the great ways that you guys show that humanity, and I think my favorite scene in the movie is when they all come together and have dinner, and we get to see them cooking what I think looks to be a very a meal that I think anyone can look to, you know, beautiful roast chicken, and that's something that's universal. Can you talk about being able to show a different side? I love that this movie doesn't harp on the tragic elements of their story, but very much where their humanity is. And they could be anyone. It could not just be Syrian. They could be any refugee, because you guys don't just show sad stories. You really show uplifting stories in this movie.
Exactly the question. I didn't get it. Sorry.
Well, what made you decide on showing, getting to know them, you know, by showing a meal? Like, what was that choice?
Oh, yeah, because that's what I think is what connects, you know? that's for me, you know, when I talk to people, to other people, and a lot of people, they were really afraid because of the stories in the media and so on. So I had to focus on where is the connection, not, you know, the borders and, you know, you're from there and I'm from there. And, you know, where's no border, where's no limitation, where you understand and you can immediately connect. If you see a lot of tragic, if you see a lot of trauma, natural, what happens is you close yourself. It's too much. It's overwhelming. And you think you can't do anything. But if you show what you know from yourself, you know, food, like you like good food, you like good music, you love your family, you miss your mom, you know, all this, then you can connect, and then you see the person. And then you see, oh, this person is exactly the same as I am, you know? And then you can connect to what they went through. Then you get an understanding what that means to really lose everything and not to, you know, because a lot of people were like, why do they have cell phones? Why are they going from Syria to, you know, they didn't get the understanding of what that means to be in. I mean, I don't know either, but what I got from all the people is that no one wants to leave their home. No one in this world, you know, especially in such a different culture. It's really different. And what they did is the young guy, the Daher, he learned German in, like, I don't know, in 3 months. It was crazy. It was really crazy, and he studied medicine. Just to show I can change, you know, just accept me. If I'm a Muslim or not, but just accept me. And that's what I wanted to show, the humanity in it. Because I think it's just the beginning. There are many other people coming when the climate is changing and, you know, all this stuff. And more people want to have to flee. That's what I think is going to happen in the future. So, yeah, that's why we decided to go back to the roots, to the simplicity of life. And to show it in 45 minutes.
you just said something I think that's really interesting. You said that, you know, there may be more people coming. Can you talk about the importance of Berlin, of Germany opening their doors to people? I think you mentioned earlier the Israelis. I think Jews look at Germany a certain way, and yet the last few decades, Germany's been very outspoken about helping people, Jews, Muslims, everyone. Can you talk about the importance of Germany in this fight to help people, and why Germany is an important player in all of this?
I think I'm a very lucky person to live in a country like Germany and Berlin. You know, it's rich. I mean, not rich, but it's, you know, we don't have so many economy problems. We have all work. We have food. We don't have wars. We don't have, you know, all this. And I think it's really good that Merkel said, okay, we people, they have to come. We can't close the doors. It's like other European countries did, you know, especially all the east part, like Hungary and Poland and all the countries. They said, no, we don't take anyone. And they were treating refugees on their way like really, really bad. And I think it's really important. I mean, my parents are refugees. My grandparents were refugees. I don't know people who are really just only German. I don't know what that means, you know? It's just in the minds of the society. But I understand, and what I understood in my life is you can't tell other people, don't think like this, you're stupid, why you're thinking like this, why do you want to close the borders, what are you afraid of? For the other people, the fear is real, for some reason, if I understand it or not. But I think love and humanity, you can only connect through love, and I don't mean this in a esoteric way or something. I think it's how can I say it? It's if you show through a film or through your own presence, not judging anyone, you can change something in other people, and that's what I think in Germany it's really important. That we open the borders for other people, you know, because, you know, through what happened in World War II, we have to change something. But yes, also, we have to give something back, you know. So I see a lot of people from Israel moving to Berlin. And it's good. I mean, we have the other side. Maybe I don't know if you get this in media, but we have a lot of anti-Semitism in Germany. We have a lot of the right wing is getting stronger again. But I think it never disappeared, you know, actually. But that's another story. That's another topic. That's another film. But I have you know, my mother is Jewish, and she's from my grandmother was Hungarian, and she's from. So I have a different, you know. The thing is, before I started, but I don't want to have this in interview. If that's okay for you, like you don't need to write it down. If that's okay for you, what I'm saying now, is that okay?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of love that you say it, because I think that's the heart of the story, is that there is a connection to you, that you're doing this. This is a passion, not a just something where you're recording something. I think you obviously made this because you felt connected to these people, whether it's through, like you said, your family or not. I think it's. I think it's admirable. I would love for you to share it.
For me, I was, when I was younger, in a Jewish community, and I was not so connected to Germany or German people, because when I grew up in Germany, I was like, oh, they're different somehow, and they, I don't know. So it was difficult for me to grow up here in Germany, and we were always the kind of strangers. And so I was in the community, and I only had Jewish boyfriends and, you know, Jewish friends. And so I separated myself from the others, you know. Those are the Germans, and I'm the Jewish in the Jewish community. But then when I grew up, when I got older, I was like, oh, I do the same. There's no difference. I separate myself. So who's better? just because I'm Jewish. No. It's wrong what I'm doing here. Not wrong. I'm not talking about right or wrong. But somehow I was like, I'm not changing anything when I handle it like this. And also, it, you know, a lot of friends, they had fear because of their, you know, when, especially friends of mine, they are from Israel and they were military, and, you know, they looked at me, you really want to go to the Arabs? You want to talk to Arabian people? Like, yeah, I'm going to do it, you know, because I, when I'm not changing, nothing is going to change. We have to change as well. It's not always the others. So that's, and, you know, I remember when it was, 2014, 15, I don't remember. But in Germany, there were like hundreds of Arabian people from Arabian countries on the street were yelling Jews in Gaza, because something was going on in Gaza again.
Mm.
And I was like, oh my God, that's really bad. So when I started volunteering, it was also a part of myself was also had fear, you know. And I think the only way to confront fear is to meet people. Otherwise, the fear is getting bigger, and it's a story you build up, which is not reality, which is not real. So, yeah. But I never told the story because I didn't want to have the focus on, oh, a Jewish woman is making a film about Arabian people, you know, about Syria. And it was not, it was also interesting to see how the Syrians react on it, you know. I told them later.
Mm.
They had no problems at all. They were like, we love you, Lydia, we don't, you know, you're a friend of us, you're not. And yeah, so that's why I'm saying, or I ask you to not to put it in the interview or in the focus. I'm just sharing it with you.
Well, I'd love to end with Lydia, since you just mentioned this is something that's changed you, is this something you will continue to do? Maybe not necessarily just covering the Syrian story, but just filmmaking and helping people. I feel like this is a passion you've obviously jumped into that you love.
Yes, I will. I will continue, of course. I don't know how, because I was working for a major production company here in Germany, one of the biggest production companies called Ufa Fiction, as a scriptwriter, and I did sitcom. So the opposite, comedy. That's what I did 1.5 years now. I just stopped working for the company a few days ago, and I really like fiction. I'm now have some ideas in my mind to continue. So probably it's not a documentary, my next movie, it's probably a fiction. But more a TV show, like a show and not a film. So I have some ideas in my mind, and I'm connected with some producers, and we'll see what happens. But yeah, definitely should follow my passion for telling stories and connecting. That's why a lot of films is about showing another viewpoint. but not like judging, you know?
Mm.
More, I think the audience is very smart and, you know, they can think for themselves, but I don't want to give it to them. Like, you know, in film, sometimes, even with music, if the music is like, you know, that's what you have to feel now, I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
More when it smoothly feel here it is and feel what you want to feel as much as you want or as less as you want to feel.
I love that.
So, yeah, I will continue.
Well, Lydia, thank you for sharing these people's story. Thanks for making this film, and thanks for chatting with me. It was a pleasure.
It was a pleasure. Thank you very much.